So, we are on Monday the 18th of March, half past one-ish, give or take. We've got Helen, we've got Sandra, myself, Alan, Darcy and Velvet, the guide dogs. And we're starting at the bottom of the moor, right down with a sculpture, what used to be, many years ago, a water feature, I believe, from what I remember, in the corner of the Manpower Services building. We're going to head up the moor, following the left-hand side, all the way up to the town hall. However, we're going to have a break, because we've got to do some shopping in Primark. So we'll set off walking in a second, pass the record over to Helen. But there's a point of interest of a sculpture in the wall of industry in Sheffield, I believe. Helen's going to sort of try and describe that on the way up. So I'll give you that.
Okay. Yeah, so we are stood right next to this sculpture that you've just pointed out, Alan. And it is really rather huge. It's quite a statement, especially for a steel city. But we can't find a plaque. A lady who was just passing by said there used to be some information about the installation, but we can't find it anywhere. But yeah, there's no water feature these days, but it's still quite a stunning, striking sculpture. So on our left-hand side, as we leave that, we're just passing a charity shop. It's a stroke support shop. Seems quite big, seems to be full of all sorts, furniture, clothing, bric-a-brac, plenty in there by the looks of it. And then we're passing an empty shop. Framework has now moved our new shop around the corner onto Fitzwilliam Gate next to the games shop, it says. So it's got old beds and that in there at the moment. I don't know what's going on. And then we've got Galaxy Hair and Beauty, and they seem to specialise in hair extensions, braiding and relaxing, so Afro and European hairstyles. After that there's just an empty shop. There is a post box here actually, collections at 9 in the morning and 7, what's that, 7 on a Saturday. Yeah, so just an early morning collection there. And then, yeah, here are some, this is a sculpture in the wall, the relief tiles made of clay that Alan just pointed out. It's actually in between where there was once upon a time some public toilets, which we know there aren't many of them around, and they're certainly not operational here. They're all boarded up. But in the middle of that, yeah, you're right, Alan, it's 13 tiles across by 6 down, relief, all clay tiles that fit together to form a picture of various different stages in the industrial process, basically, from millstones to furnaces and hammering. You were telling me that once upon a time that was somewhere else.
No, it was here.
It was here, sorry.
Many years ago, there was an audio guide to tactile and memorable things around the city as a tour. And I think this was the start of it. Then we covered the bandstand, what used to be in the middle of the moor. It went all the way up, talking about some of the architecture on the buildings, up to the Weights and Measures at Peace Gardens.
Right.
And then talking about the thing on the top of the town hall. Is it an eagle or a falcon or something?
Yeah.
On top of the town hall, it covered that. It was when we had the hole in the road.
Right. Okay.
So we're going back a long time. All the way down to, and I want to go and see whether it's still there, a giant anvil outside Ponds Forge.
Okay.
About the size of a small car, this anvil.
Yeah, I think I know what you're on about. That's so interesting. So it was a proper thing. It was a proper map.
It was an audio guide.
Yeah, where you went from one point to another. And you could find out about it.
Back in the 70s.
I wonder, it'd be worth popping in the tourist information place at some point to see if they do still have anything like that.
So are these pictures here, are these coloured or are they
No, they're just
clay colour.
They're all clay colour, Sandra. Yeah, terracotta colour. And they are tactile in the sense, if you reach over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you go up and to your left, Sandra, see if you can work out what this is, because I think you might like it. It's a cat.
All right.
I don't know what the cat's doing there. There's a little mouse as well. But on the whole, it's people doing various different things. That's a big millstone there.
Yeah.
So, it is quite a complex picture. There is quite a lot going on. I think you'd have to be quite tall to reach the top bit. So when Alan and I popped down a couple of weeks ago, it was a Friday, and there were a couple of stalls on the market, but there aren't today.
Yeah, it's only certain days.
Yeah. There's that burger grill van to our right, which has got some tables outside, and just to our left we're passing a bicycle stand. But there are a couple of market stalls, you know, like the gazebo things. Mm-hmm. It's just there's nothing in there. So now we're on, I think it's Cumberland Street, crossing over, making sure there's no buses. Yeah. And, so as we come up here, there's some of these big, they're sort of like stainless steel looking. Yeah.
Used to be the YUB, Yorkshire Electricity Board. It moved here when it actually moved out of Arundel Gate.
Okay.
Which was when I was a child.
Because I'd only seen this shop for the first time a few weeks ago, but I think it's been here a little while now, but it's a St Luke's charity shop. And it's big. I have been inside it in the past. They've got quite a big selection of clothes and shoes and accessories and things. And I think it's what you'd call a boutique charity shop. It's really, a lot of thought has gone into the presentation of the goods. They've even got, like, it's not real plants, but, like, it looks a bit like a living green wall. Do you know what I mean? It, like, looks like there's things growing out.
Right.
Above the shop doors, where it says St Luke's, it's in the pink writing, which St Luke's always use. It's on this green background. It looks like real plants, but I think they're plastic. So, yeah, for
just trying to think, what was that other electric stall one?
I don't know, because you mentioned
not on Rumbelows, the. But there was one like.
So, was there a Dixon's at some point?
No, Dixon's was higher up.
Yes, it was, you said that. But we have to sort of negotiate through these big pots now. There's some big planters. And then there's a lamppost just in the way when you come through then. Yeah, there are. So again, for somebody in a mobility scooter or something, it would be a bit difficult. But
so yeah. What they've done to stop vehicles getting coming up into
it. I think you're right there, yeah. So we're passing, in the middle on the right-hand side, there's some concrete sort of seating area. Passing a Greggs on the left. I think that must be three Greggs on the moor. So we're two on the other side, Alan, weren't there? There's another charity shop, the British Heart Foundation. We're just passing that. And then there's a Subway to our left as well. And now we're passing Wow Dosa or something. It's a cafe that looks quite interesting. Masala, dosha. It looks sort of like Indian-y sort of snacks or, yeah, some kind of Asian food. I'm not quite sure exactly what, but it's a cafe. Yeah, that's in the Sainsbury's shop now, a collection point, Alan, which is further up ahead.
Because they're in Sainsbury's now, aren't they? They're Argos's.
Yeah. So we're passing a card factory shop on the left. And then it's a pound bakery. So you can pick up sandwiches and that. Well, some of them are just a pound, or pies, or. But the competitors are Greggs, but a bit cheaper, I think. Yeah, all lots of these gazebo stall things in the middle of the precinct area, but there's no stalls there today. That's been there a long time. Ryman Stationery, which is passing on the left. And then the works, sell all the arts and crafts things and books and puzzles. And then I think this is our only department store, isn't it? Apart from, we've still got Marks and Spencer's up on Fargate, but this is Atkinson's, yes. So, yeah, it's good to see that that's still there.
Not long since the refurbishment,
haven't
there, I think?
Yeah, and I guess that's good news, I guess. So, yeah, we're just approaching Sainsbury's now, which, as you were saying, yeah, is where we want to order anything from Argos. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they actually have any stands where you can do it in the store, but you can certainly pick things up there, can't you?
Yeah.
There's quite a few cash points along here.
Sainsbury's. Halifax still along here.
It is, yeah. You're right. Yeah, it's just coming up. So that's got, yeah, we've passed a couple of cash points out in the wall of Sainsbury's. And then there's a Shoe Zone shop. And then you're right, it's the Halifax Bank after that. Again, all the while there's been some seating area. And then it widens out in the middle. There's no sort of fixed seating. It's just completely sort of free space at the moment. So I don't know if that's used for anything else at other times. There's a trespass shop on the left that sells clothing and outdoor clothing. And then we're now just passing the Boots.
Boots Chemist.
So there is a pharmacy in there. It's not as big as the Boots on Fargate, but it's it's a fairly big shop.
It's not been here a while, Alan. The Boots Pharmacy.
It's what?
Boots Pharmacy. Has that been here a while? I didn't know there were one on the
mall. Yeah, we just stood out to the left of us.
Yeah, they used to be quite a small one.
Yeah,
Boots.
Yeah, so you can still pick up prescriptions. It's just not got an upstairs or anything. Like that big one on Fargate has got a lot more. I don't know if they have an opticians in that one or a hearing centre either. And this shop, Melody Clothing, that seems to have been there a long time. Some quite spangly outfits in the window for dressing up and going out. And this is the Primark here now, on the corner, and it dominates a huge space, actually. To get to the Light Cinema, I think the most direct way is to walk further up and veer off to the left. I'm sure you would be able to get to it if you turned left here and then went right at the bottom, but I think you can actually see it down one of the side streets up there.
I think this used to be entrance to Habitat years ago. Habitat was a trendy place to shop for your furnishings.
Yeah, so I hear.
Yeah.
Right, you're probably right. I'm sure you'll be right.
I remember right.
But this is now, a huge Primark, and it is all big development that has been there in recent sort of years that will all be to do with the rest of the development behind it, Alan.
It was all boarded off for quite a while.
Yeah. So, we are outside Primark now.
Okay. So, if I stop the recording now and then we'll resume when
okay.
Back out.
All right.